The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 15. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
Susie Hobbinstock.
And I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
We're going to have an interview later on with Nathaniel Shaw, the artistic director of Virginia Rep, to talk about Atlantis. But first, we're going to talk about Bright Star, which is running at Swift Creek Mill Theater through May 15th. This is a folk tale about an aspiring writer and the tragic results of a forbidden romance. So what'd y'all think?
Not my favorite play in the world. I did think that the songs were good. I probably would have enjoyed them more like on the radio, maybe. I think that it was a fine play and definitely worth seeing, but some of the performances just weren't up to snuff for me.
I felt like the big thing was, you know, this is kind of harking back to the evocative atmosphere of Southern writers like Faulkner and some of those guys.
And yet it wasn't.
And the play did, but the direction didn't bring any of that out. It was just kind of flat in terms of the staging and the presentation.
But the story is not that. The story is like a 1940s kind of like
folk tale.
Well, I was going to say like an old movie, like a movie musical from that era that they're portraying in the show. Right. You know, I don't know if it plays as well now. I understand why it didn't do as well on Broadway as perhaps Steve Martin had hoped. But, you know, I think it's enjoyable. I think for me, the best part about it was the staging. Tom Woods, the way that he's able to put the set together and portray all these different things, I thought was masterful. I felt some of the performances were uneven. Voices.
Let's dive into those a little bit. By the way, just you mentioned Steve Martin, and for those who might not know, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell first wrote an album, and then they turned that into the play. Talk about some of the actors. Greg Garrett was the lead female character. I thought she sounded great. I thought I called it more melodrama than drama. I thought she didn't really nail some of that, whereas Jim Morgan, who was playing the male lead, I guess, I thought he fared better with the drama, but his voice was not strong enough for this role at all.
I don't think either of them had voices that really matched the songs.
I'd go with that. I felt like the men's voices especially weren't as strong. I enjoyed the kind of choreography that they did put together for the show, but I didn't think they were together as much as they could have been.
I don't even recall much choreography. I mean,
there were some sort of like hoedown type numbers.
And the most fun hoedown number was Rachel Mars's number, Pour Me Another Round. That was, I thought, the best number in the show. It had some life. She brought a character to it. Talk a little bit about the set. I thought the set was kind of a yawn.
But it works so well with all the different scenes, the way that the house could pop in and out, they had the train, like it all worked for me. And
I thought Joe
Doran's lighting design a lot.
I was going to say, I thought it brought a lot to it because there were basically two of the walls were just plain walls, and he added so much light and so much drama that it really elevated, I think, the set.
But I like the staging with the way that they handle the suitcase without giving too much away, and the railroad tracks. Like, I thought that was very well staged.
So I'm thinking this is kind of, if you're into kind of a folk/bluegrass kind of folk tale, that this might be something that would appeal to you, or if you like the music by the guys.
Don't bring your kids, though.
Oh, no.
Yes. Were you in the aisle behind?
The night we were there, there was a young man behind us. He was probably maybe 10.
He was like 10 years old.
When there were some very tragic scenes, and he was inconsolable. Yeah. He was just in tears and practically screaming. Yeah, it was really, he was really upset. Other wall, I think it's kind of an okay show. It kind of depends on what you like as to whether or not you'll think the show's great.
It's got some really nice bluegrass songs in it. I will say that. I wish the vocals were up to him.
Right. We did not mention the band sounded fantastic.
The band sounded great. Yes. Yeah. Under the direction of Paul Dietz. Also, the sound mix was perfect.
Yeah.
You could hear everything, which was also nice.
I think all the technical elements of the show are fantastic. I think other parts need a little work.
Or less. All right. We have been talking about Bright Star, which is playing at Swift Creek Mill through May 11th.
Claire and I wanted to talk about the Women's Theater Festival. That's 4 weeks, 4 companies, 4 fantastic shows. They are co-produced by Fifth Wall and Theater Lab. The one that we got to see together, Claire, was Pretty Fire by Charlene Woodard. Really a memoir. It takes from literally her birth till about age 10. Many memories at different times, kind of episodic about her growing up. That was directed by Carol Pearsall, and it's a one-woman show, so it was starring Halia Roberts.
I loved this show. It is all the things that I want theater to be. You know, you didn't really need anything beyond Halia Roberts and that script. Carol Pearsall went for a really minimalist approach to staging this, and I thought that was a great direction to take. The one element, technical element, I think, that really sort of blew me away was the Aaron Barclay's lighting design, which I think added a lot to what was already just an amazing performance. Halia Roberts was astounding. Like, she really blew me away with this performance.
Yeah, me too. She was a total knockout. I came to the show knowing quite well who Charlaine Woodard is, and she might be familiar to listeners. She's been an actress for a long time. She was in the original cast of Ain't Misbehavin', which I saw, and has had many roles in television, and she's a very different physical type, but this is her story, and it's moving, but it's mostly upbeat. It's got some definitely poignant parts, but the performance by Halia Roberts, who's a very different physical type than Charlaine Woodard, was just, the word that came to me was ebullient. She was just, she absolutely held my attention at every minute. Carol directed her beautifully. It's a beautiful physical performance. The dialect she did, it was Amanda Durst as the dialect coach. Perfect, perfect, perfect in my ear.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And she was able to capture characters of many different ages, genders, races. I just think that it's just, this performance is a real testament to her talent and her skill as an actress.
And a great story as well. I mean, I just thought that for a one-person show, it's not always all that you might want, but this is a very meaty and lovely script and just beautifully realized. And there are more opportunities to see this as well as the other three plays in the festival. There's Golda's Balcony, Message from a Slave, and Bad Dates. So take a look at the schedule on both the Fifth Wall and the Theater Lab calendars.
I'm here with Nathaniel Shaw, the artistic director of Virginia Rep Theater, and we're going to talk about some new plays. Welcome, Nathaniel.
So good to be with you, as always.
So first, when you first came to town, kind of one of your charges was to develop new work.
That's right.
And you've been working on that, so to speak. And the most recent production is Atlantis, a new musical. Tell us what that's about and how Virginia Rep is involved in that.
Absolutely. So Atlantis is a really exciting opportunity for Virginia Rep. This is our first time working with Broadway producers. That is our first experience with an enhancement deal. This is when you work with the producers and they throw a little extra money your way to bring in a specific set of collaborators and take on a specific set of design challenges that may be out of your normal budget range.
Right.
This is the first time with a new musical we are participating in the future of that musical.
Which means?
In relation to royalties and future net profits and all of that. So it is a big step forward and a really exciting move within our New Works initiative that is supported by the Muriel Macaulay Fund for New Plays. Atlantis, the musical, sounds exactly.
It's about Atlantis.
It's about Atlantis. This is a completely original take on the Atlantis legend.
On what happened.
It is the final 3 days of this island before it sinks into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
This island is a utopia, but they have built it politically around the idea that they are the only living people on the globe.
Oh, wow.
And then a refugee washes ashore unexpectedly,
and sets
the island into sort of socio-political chaos in its final few days.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful, sweeping score that has just gorgeous, very accessible melodies that tug at the heartstrings, and the political ideas are sort of encased in this wonderful, wonderful, big Broadway-style musical.
Tell me some of the people involved, because I know some of the people that are working on the show are Broadway veterans.
Absolutely. As always, a wonderful group of Richmond-based artists that are participating in this. Some of our favorites are taking the stage with us: Gerald Solomon, Katrina Carol Lewis, Deb Wagner, so many names and faces that we all love. And then we're bringing those fantastic Richmond artists into collaboration with Kristen Hange, who is a Tony-nominated director for Rock of Ages. David Kreppel, who is the music supervisor for Lion King, is our music supervisor.
I've heard of both of those.
Yeah, working with Anthony Smith. Greg Anthony Rassin, who did orchestrations for Bandstand, is our orchestrator. Matthew Lee Robinson, brilliant young composing talent. So it really is an incredibly rich team.
Are you involved, or are you just sitting back taking all the credit?
I'm not taking the credit for this one. All these wonderful artists who are working on it certainly will. But I'm not directing nor choreographing on this particular piece. Have just worked institutionally to make sure we have all our ducks in a row to welcome a large number of guests into town and set them up for success. success.
I've been talking to artistic director Nathaniel Shaw from Virginia Rep, and we've been talking about Atlantis, a new musical which is playing April 12th through May 5th at Virginia Rep. Good luck. We'll see you opening night.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
So that's going to do it for this week's Curtain Call. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
Susie Hobenstock.
And this is Rich Grissette with Style Weekly.
And we'll be back in 3 weeks with a review of Atlantis and more of Nathaniel Shaw's interview about the other original shows from Virginia Rep.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.